So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Ashram Shinis Arav Bishlam, if two karbanos were mixed up before Shechita, a karban Ashram which is eaten for only one day, with a karban Shlam which is eaten for 2 days, there's a machlekes. Shimon says, Shneim Yishchetu Bitzafen, V'yechlu Kechomer Shebehen. Both karbanos are brought for the respective owners, and they are both shechted in the north side of the Azar. However, the meat of both must be eaten as per all the restrictions of the more stringent one, as Rashi explains. L'zirchei Kehuna Uba'azara, U'liyem B'layla Kedin Ashram. Both must be eaten like the Ashram, only by male Kahanim, only by Azara, and only for 1 day and 1 night. While the Chum hold that these karbanos cannot be brought at all, because Imavin Kashmul Beis Apsul. We may not bring a karban Shlam when we know that we will be limited to eating it for only 1 day, less than is regularly allotted time of 2 days, because it might not be eaten its entirety, and then will become possible as nicer. And therefore the Chum hold, Yirat She'istavu, the karbanos must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish, and then be redeemed for new karbanos. The Mishnah continues, however, Nisavru Chatichas Bechatichas, Kachim 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 Kalim, Hanacholm Liyem Echad Benacholm Shayom Belaila, Yechlu Kachomer Shaben. If the meat of different karbanos were mixed up, the meat must be eaten as per all the restrictions of the more stringent one. And as Rashi adds, in this case, the Chum agree that there is no concern for Imavim Kachim Lebes Absol, because the Lekat Takan Tachriti, there is no other solution for these karbanos. However, in the previous case of Shenasarv Chayin, the karbanos were mixed up while they were still alive. We are concerned for Imavi and Kajma Beis Apsul, because Isle Tekanta Beriya, there's another solution to redeem them for new karbanos. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in Reb Shimon's opinion of Mavi and Kajma Beis Apsul. We may bring a karban even when we are shortening the amount of time available to eat it, and we're now concerned that some of it might become possible. Rava makes the following distinction. Hanemili di'yavid, aval ketchil aloi. Shimon only allows the b'diyavid where the karbanos were already mixed up. However, Shimon agrees that l'ketchila one may not deliberately mix up the karbanos because initially we are concerned for imavim kashal l'beis apsul. While Abai disagrees and says that Reb Shimon holds a fil l'ketchila nami. Even l'ketchila one may mix up the karbanos because we're not at all concerned for imavim kashal l'beis apsul. The Gemara now proceeds with several proofs to Abaye in which Reb Shimon seemingly holds a fil l'ketchila imavim kashal l'beis apsul. The Mishnah Daf Tzadi states. The Kahanim are permitted to flavor the meat of karbanos with spices of truma. Even though this limits the truma from being eaten after the allotted time of the karban, apparently even the ketchila, there is no concern for imavim kashm beis apsul. Rav explains that here we must say, hanach l'trumas tavlin dirabanan. In this case, we're dealing with truma dirabanan. Therefore, since it's only a possible psul dirabanan, we're not concerned for imavim kashm beis apsul. However, regarding something that might become possible, but deraisa, we are concerned for ein mevi'in kachim lebeis apsul. The Mishnah Masechtas Maisa Sheni states, ein leikhin truma bekesav maisa, v'mnei shemen maid b'achilasa, v'b shemen mater. The Chum say that one may not buy truma with maisa sheni money, because this limits the truma to be eaten only in Yerushalayim, while Reb Shimon allows it. Apparently because he holds, even leketchila, there's no concern for ein mevi'in kachim lebeis apsul. And the Gemara says, ishtikle, Rabbi was silent and did not provide an answer. The Gemara proceeds with another proof from a Mishnah of Masechtas Nazir that discusses a Safek Mitzayra, one who was a questionable Mitzayra. How does he deal with the Karbanos a Mitzayra must bring at the end of its Tzaras? Shimon says, L'machras mevi ashamay v'loy ga'imay. On the 8th day, the Safek Mitzayra brings a behema and loy g'shemen for the Karban Asham Mitzayra and stipulates as follows. Imshal Mitzayra hareza ashamay v'zalugay. If I indeed was a Mitzayra, the behema shall be a Karban Asham and the loy g'shemen shall be for the hazayas of Mitzayra. Vimlav, Ashim Zeh Shal Shamin and Dava, and if I was not a Mitzayr, the behemoth shall be a voluntary carbon shlamim, and Ba'isi Ashim Toin Shchita Bitzafin, or Matin Behainis, Vesmicha Nesachim Etnubas Chazib Ashaik, Benachal Liyam Belaila. This carbon requires the stringency of both an Ashim and the Shlam. Like an Ashim, it requires Shchita Bitzafin, the Dam must be applied on the Mitzayr, and the Basim may only be eaten for a day and a night. And like a Shlam, it requires Tnufa, Smicha, and Nesachim. Now, even though the carbon might possibly be a shlam, nevertheless, Reb Shimon holds nechal liyam b'layla. Apparently, because even the ketchila, there is no concern for imavim kachim lebeis apsul. The Gemara answers tikunei gavra shani. In this case, the carbon is needed to purify the person and is therefore considered like a diyevet. However, the ketchila, we are concerned for imavim kachim lebeis apsul. The Gemara now elaborates on the loig shemen, which the Safek Mitzayra brings, and he stipulates as follows. If I was a Mitzayra, the loig is for the carbon Mitzayra. But if I was not a Mitzayra, the loig is a voluntary carbon shemen, which is similar to a carbon mincha that requires a kmitza to be burned on the Mizbeach, and the leftover shemen is eaten by the Kahanim. And first, the Kohen does the avodas of a carbon shemen as follows. The makmitz, he performs kmitza and removes a portion of the oil. Then the aktulei, the remnants of oil is burned on the Mizbeach. Then the Kohen does the avoidus of a loig shemesh ha-metzera as follows. Maisi purta umalile. First, he replaces the oil that was removed with the kemitza because the loig shemesh ha-metzera must have the complete shear of a loig, otherwise it's pasul. Then the yav matan sheva, he sprinkles the oil 7 times because the metzera requires matan sheva in the heichel. And the Gemara asks, dimalav metzerahu, perhaps he was not a metzera and this was a carbon shemen, and the oil is the shirayim, which are meant to be eaten, and one is forbidden to sprinkle shirayim in the heichel, just as one is forbidden to burn shirayim on the mizbeach, as the pasuk states, ki chol sar v'chol davash leisig tir mimenu ish la'ashem. The words mimenu isha teach, kol shuhu mimenu li'ishim, harehu b'bal taktiru. When part of a carbon was burned on the mizbeach, the remainder of that carbon, which is designated for achila, may not be burned on the mizbeach. Therefore, one may not burn the meat of a carbon behema, which is meant to be eaten, or the shirayim of a mincha on the mizbeach, because the chelav of the behema and the kaimitz of the mincha were already burned on the mizbeach. The Gemara explains the masik lu l'shem eitzim. The Kohen has in mind that if indeed the oil is shirayim, the oil shall be considered like water, which is permissible in the heichel and on the mizbeach. As Rabbi Eliezer says, l'reich nicheichi atamala, of atamaleu l'shem eitzim. The issur of baltik tir is only when the shirayim are intended to be burned as part of the original carbon. But there's no issur if the shirayim are intended to be burned as a separate carbon adava of firewood or water. The Gemara continues with the leg shemesh ha-metzera that the leftover oil is eaten by the kahan. And as Rashi explains, memanavshach, idem metzera harehu nechel, v'nedava hu harehu kishyari mincha. Regardless whether the leg was from metzera or nedava, the leftovers are eaten.